Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRoganis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Ryan Chenault of Columbus, Ohio. Thank you so much, Ryan, for your contribution to the show. It keeps us going. As you know, Jim and I, we have so much music we want to get to every week. We can't get to it all on the regular show, hence the bonus podcast. We typically do a Desert Island Jukebox selection, sort of a bonus podcast. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a hint of what you want to add to the DIJ this week, Jim?
Well, yeah. This is kind of a combination Desert Island Jukebox pick and buried treasure. Literally, as in like underground treasure. Because I'm going to talk about some music that, as the hype would have it, doesn't involve humans, was not made by humans, but on the other hand, is not artificial intelligence, right? Okay. Because that's coming. You know, all the hype about AI right now, somebody just programs, you know, and War and Peace gets spit out.
I'm thinking music made by a mole or a groundhog or something like that, right? Is that what we're talking about?
No, a little more organic than that, okay. But it will surprise you, I guarantee.
All right, we're going to hear more about that in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. Every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, Lemonade Shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
We are back. Jim, what song are you going to add to the DIJ today?
All right, Greg, I don't know if you are part of the great fungus frenzy that is happening right now.
Oh, yeah.
Are you watching The Last of Us?
It. Yep.
Oh, my God. My students at Columbia are rabid about it. So is Carmel. Carmel is genuinely, you know, she, after the first or second season of Walking Dead, you know, she thought it all jumped the shark. She has limited zombie tolerance, but we're both loving mm-hmm. The Last of Us. And, of course, these zombies are brought to you by this fungus that is the cause of the end of the world. You know, plus, there is all this resurgence of fascination about picking up where the scientific, psychological, biological research into psychedelic mushrooms left off when the government made the psychedelic experience illegal in the mid-60s, there is much to be gained from these plants, science is telling us. But are they making great music? Mm-hmm. All right, February 1, Jess Joho in the LA Times wrote this fantastic story about mushroom music. Mushrooms making music. I've always been kind of fascinated by this concept of the subsonic, inaudible to human beings sounds that plants make. A million years ago, I was in this art punk band called Airlines, right? After Brian Eno, Burning Airlines, give you so much more. And we had a song about the wheat screaming as the threshers went through the Midwest and cut down the way. There are these sounds that plants make that we can't hear, but they can be measured by science. So this latest rage, and there's several artists doing it, is making music out of the frequencies that mushrooms generate. Now, I think part of this is absolutely a charade, and they're pulling our leg, right? Because the artist I'm going to play, Tarun Nair, claims to have gone out in the woods near his house and made the track Mushroom Dance with a red-belted conch, a shelf fungus growing on an old fir tree. So he takes out these modular synths, old analog synthesizer equipment, hooks them up to the dirt or the mushroom. I'm saying they're kind of hazy on their methodology, right? And I quote, "The synth line was inspired by using small changes in conductivity to trigger note changes in the synth." So it's not really like the mushrooms are singing. It's more like they are making, it's called bioelectricity and latent electromagnetic radiation.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, look, man, you're eating a mushroom, you're hooking a mic up in the woods, and then you're making this. All right, so what does this sound like? I mean, you know, to me, it's there's two kinds of ambient music. There's Brian Eno, and then there's everything that tries to sound like Eno. You know, true. And so this is sounds like, you know, okay, ambient music. I just love the story. Again, there's this whole movement going on. You go down these rabbit holes, right? I will add one more fascinating fact. John Cage, the great avant composer, right, was also a co-founder of the New York Mycological Society. So John Cage, avant-garde composer and mushroom fan, and he said the only thing that mushrooms and music have in common is their proximity in the dictionary. He wasn't buying this, right? Now, John Cage is a man who made music out of anything, including nothing, right? You know, the famous silence piece, right? So I don't know if I really buy this, but any excuse for stoner ambient music is good by me. His name is Tarun Nair. He also records as Modern Biology. The song is Mushroom Dance. Mushroom Dance by Tarun Nair. I don't know if I buy it, but it's still good analog synth ambient.
It is. I mean, as usual, you schooled us, Jim. Thank you.
It's just mushrooms, man.
You know, mushrooms.
Mushrooms are fun. They're good to eat. And they can sing, apparently.
Absolutely. Yeah. That is it for this bonus episode. If you've got thoughts on this episode, start a conversation in our Facebook group or leave a voice message on our website, soundopinions.org. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Lauren Holt. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.